From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In France, an institution is under attack. For more than a century, the Michelin Guide to Restaurants has been the roadmap to food heaven. Each year, Michelin's squads of undercover inspectors keep chefs around France trembling. The annual rating, according to Michelin's fabled three-star rating system, can mean glory or disaster. Well, now, one of the anonymous inspectors has given the guide itself a poor rating for allegedly giving out stars too easily and for not having enough inspectors to do the job right. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
This Paris cafe couldn't possibly meet Pascal Rémy's standards. But then again, for 16 years, his work as a Michelin Guide inspector brought him into regular contact with food nirvana, and into some strange situations, such as when a chef in Lyon secretly snapped his picture with a telephoto lens and then faxed all the other chefs in town to warn them the Michelin inspector was doing the rounds. But now Rémy's cover is blown for good. I made the mistake of asking the Michelin Guide people to publish my professional notebooks, Rémy explained. They said it was out of the question, but offered me a promotion on the condition I not publish. I took the promotion, thinking I could publish anyway. But soon after, I was shown the door, without even the time to gather my belongings. From having no publisher, Rémy says he is now having a hard time getting publishers to leave him alone. In tantalizing press interviews, he has alleged that only five inspectors cover the 10,000 restaurants reviewed each year in the revered Michelin Guide for France. And without saying which ones, he claims that about a third of the famous three-star restaurants really don't shine so brightly and might only deserve one or two stars. Such charges, understandably, don't please the Michelin Guide people. Derek Brown is the guide's editor. He says Rémy was fired when he made exorbitant cash demands to keep the manuscript quiet.
Well, it's all very sad. You know, it's somebody who we had to dismiss recently, and so he's decided to talk about things that should otherwise, as part of a contract, should have remained confidential.
Brown says there are 21 inspectors working in France, not five. And he says the guides wouldn't sell over 1 million copies a year if the reviews were wrong or done haphazardly.
We have two obligations. One obligation is to be absolutely objective, and therefore not to have any kind of axe to grind or have any favorites or wish to promote one restaurant over another. That's of no interest to us. Our other obligation is to make a guide that's credible and reliable and accurate for our customers.
Back in the cafe, Rémy is finishing a rustic country sausage and mashed potatoes, accompanied by a glass of wine he describes as sandpapery. He says he has no hard feelings towards his former employer, but he says he wants to shake things up, and that the Michelin Guide editors have become cowed by the superstar chefs they've helped create, and don't dare dock them a star or two.
The problem is that the guides have created des chefs.
The problem is that restaurant guides have created chefs who are more famous than the guides themselves, he said. A famous chef knows a lot of powerful people and influential reporters and can pick up his phone and call them to try to hurt the guide's reputation. Rémy says he hopes his notebooks will be published later this spring. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.